You ready to eat a little crow today, Tone?
Don't worry about what I'm going to eat today, Coffee. Bailey, hit the fucking music. Good afternoon, gamblers.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. And we have sad news. Yesterday was our first losing day in a really, really long time.
It happens.
I personally want to blame a big announcement. We weren't focused enough on our gambling.
That's true. We were really excited about other news. Maybe we hurried through our research a little more than usual.
That's on us. And we'd like to apologize.
It won't happen again.
It will not happen again. Did a lot of research this morning. A big slate of MLB games today with a lot of big names going. Mm-hmm. A lot of names that we talk about a lot on here going. A lot of teams that we talk about a lot on here going. It's going to be a big day today. Gumpy, how do you feel?
I hated betting on Kenta Maeda last night.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for bringing that up on the podcast.
I never do, and I did last night. I don't know why.
Yep, we both did.
You had a big day personally there, Gump.
I was on all those on a parlay. I thought I was going to run an 11-gamer for
Well, so Gumpy apparently was hot yesterday. The show went 2-4.
Yeah. Not good. It's not good.
We lost.
I don't know how much you know about gambling, but 2-4 is not good.
Especially.
I mean, Thomas Pinone throws a gem. I mean, it just wasn't our day. Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Sometimes the chips just don't fall how you want them to. We had the Angels first five minus a half. It's Todd specifically against Detroit.
Couldn't be more on the right side on that one. I feel like
that was an L. Kenta Maeda. They were down fucking 6-0. The Dodgers were down 6-0 after 5. Tough.
Yeah, that's real tough.
Didn't see that one coming.
What are you going to do?
KC lost to Toronto 7-3.
Well, that I probably should have seen that coming.
I mean, we were on the first five there. That could have been a push. I mean, realistically.
Realistically, could have been right side, obviously. Cincy, that was a win.
Yeah.
Pirates are 2-15, I think, since the break.
Not good.
Lost 9 in a row.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, Lyles got traded before the game, too, so they just threw in some, I don't know who that was who started, but he wasn't good.
Hey, let me be honest with you here. It wouldn't have fucking mattered.
Yeah. I mean, he had a 15 ERA, if we remember, in July, so. Did they really go backward?
It wouldn't have mattered. I would. Hurdle's on the chopping block, by the way. Breaking news. Just watch out for that coming. I told you guys that it was a dangerous pick. Gumpy told me it was a dangerous pick. Here I am admitting that I was wrong. Arizona first.
They almost came back, to be honest.
Yeah, well, they didn't. They didn't. Arizona first 5 plus a half. That's on me. But I'd like to give I gave the listeners a warning that I wasn't too confident.
You did preface it with the fact that it was probably not a good bet.
And Gumpy was on the other side, so... There we
are. I mean, they threw the ball around like Little League. I mean, yeah, that's not on you. You didn't know that.
No. I didn't know that they were going to forget how to fucking throw and just do simple fucking things. But, you know, that happens. And then the last game was a winner. Washington first 5. Nice pick there. That was a nice pick.
There we go.
We're back today, though.
All right.
And I got a lot of picks to make up for it.
Okay, good.
I'm just going to be honest with you guys now. I don't know if you guys have a lot of picks, but it was a big... Big lineup today, and I got a lot of picks.
Good deal.
And we're going to come back strong. And that's how I feel. So we're going to go best bets. Gumpy, don't tell me to go with Todd because we're going with you. We're fucking starting with you.
Yeah, you got the hot hand.
I mean, when we do well, we start with you. Okay? I blame yesterday on you. How about that?
That's fine.
How about you eat that fucking crow?
I'm used to it. I'm used to that from you, Tone. I'll take it.
Whatever, dude. Best bet. Gumpy, go.
I am going... I'm going Astros first 5 minus 124.
Love it.
Verlander since the All-Star break, he's just been lights out. I mean, his last time out, he was great. He's gone 18 innings, four earned since the All-Star break. Bieber, he was great last game, but it seems like he's off and on. I just can't find an even with him. So I feel like minus 124 for the Astros first five is just too nice to not take advantage of.
I'm also on the Stros, but I'm giving them all nine innings to
I'll hop on that.
Attack the lineup.
I feel even better with that just because of their bullpen. But yeah, Verlander, hot as fuck.
Verlander was the deciding factor here. Both they're number three. These teams are number three and number four versus right-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, and I think everyone knows, that Justin Verlander is the better right-handed pitcher here.
Yeah.
And it's getting close to playoff time. I mean, we all know what happens with Verlander.
Houston's really putting their fucking foot on the pedal here. I'm going to double stamp your best bet. Todd, what is your best bet?
My best bet is the Angels first five minus the half versus Detroit.
Oh, again.
Same bet as yesterday. Forget about yesterday. Yesterday was a GFF. A giant fucking fluke. The Tigers' first five record on the road is 15-28-6.
Not great.
They only win the first five innings 34.9% of the time. Giant fucking fluke yesterday. The Angels are seventh best team in the first five innings. The Tigers are starting Drew Van Hagen, 1-1 with a 14.4 ERA. You heard me correctly, 14.4 ERA. The Angels are starting Griffin Ganning, who has a 3.38 ERA against the Tigers.
Pretty solid.
Redemption. Redemption. This is a redemption game. This bet is solid.
Okay.
Stick to your
Put
guns.
Put it in concrete.
Oh, hey?
It's in concrete.
Stick to your guns.
My best bet, the Texas Rangers, plus a half, first five, minus 125. And
are they getting plus a half now?
Hey, remember when I said Texas Rangers? I meant to say Seattle plus a half minus 125.
Okay, so you're on Leak. You're on Leak again.
I am on Leak again. Mm-hmm. He's going against the Rangers for the second time in a week. He won last time. The Rangers are 30th. That's dead last, in case you didn't know, versus right-handed pitching in July. Leak, 2.59 ERA in July with a one-hitter mix in there. He's gone 16 innings, three earned runs. So I am going with the Seattle plus a half, minus 125. Texas has Ariel Geraldo on the mound. He's got a 7 ERA in July, and the Mariners are on a 5-game win streak. So I'm going to continue to take the Mariners plus a half, first five, minus 125.
I'm surprised he hasn't been talked about in any trades, to be honest, the way he's going.
I know. But I don't know, because it's like, do they trust just two starts in a row? I don't know, because like when Jordan Lyles got traded yesterday, I'm like, well, he's been fucking terrible. What are we trading for here? Sometimes I don't understand Gumpy. Were you on the other side of that game or something?
No, not at all. I'm gonna ride with you there, Tone. I was thinking of going with Texas, but the plus a half. The plus a half. We all know that.
It's a game changer. Yep. All right, let's go back around in order. Gumpy, next pick.
I'm going to go back to the horse again, Reds Pirates.
Fuck.
First five, minus 126, Tanner Roark, 6-6 with a 3.95. He had that one start in Colorado we talked about where he just gave up a shitload of runs that messed with his ERA. April 1st, his ERA was 6.23, so he's just gotten better as the season's gone on. Mm-hmm. Joe Musgrove last time out for the Pirates, 5 innings pitched, 6 runs earned.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great. They've lost 9 in a row, so I don't hate going against a team that's lost 9 in a row.
Reds have been good.
I'm the opposite.
Oh, are you? Are you on
the
different?
I'm the opposite. I'm not betting on this because I love my Reds and I don't want this to happen. But anytime I look at a team that's lost 9 in a row, I just start to think, they're probably due. You know? It scares me.
I can tell you the city has turned on them.
Well, sure.
The city has turned on them. They're talking about selling PNC Park to make more room for Steelers tailgates this coming this fall. What did you get them at? What line did you get them at?
-126 first five.
Nice. I think it's a good bet. I've just got this stupid thing where I just you see a team lose. Sooner or later, a W's got to squeak in.
No,
there.
Yeah, you're right.
And against the Reds, you know, fairly vulnerable.
Fairly, but that line has gone up to -145.
But I like that you took the first five because I feel like the Reds in the second stretch of the season here, or even more so, have become kind of a first five inning team.
Well, you even saw it last night. The Reds were up 10-1, and then in the eighth inning, they gave up a five or a six spot, I believe.
Right. So I think it's very smart of you to take them in the first five.
Has our boy Castillo just been pitching on the weekends? Because I haven't seen him. Because I haven't been paying attention to the weekends.
He's going tomorrow. He got lit up by Colorado last time out. I think it was 6-2 after the first five.
Well, looks like I'll probably be on that tomorrow. Todd, next bet.
Okay, my next bet. I'm going to take the A's, first five money line versus Milwaukee.
Like it.
The A's are the second best first five inning team in the league. Their home first five record is 32-15-5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Milwaukee's first five record on the road is 18-27-6. Chris Bassett starts for the A's and Adrian Hauser for the Brewers, both with an ERA just over four. Both are righties, and the Brewers are 25th in the league against right-handed pitching on the road since July 1st.
Fucking stat
time! Oakland is middle of the pack in the league against right-handed pitching at home. First game of the series, which means, obviously, first game for the Brewers off their travel day all the way to California. Everything stacked in the A's favor here for the first five.
Todd, that's just a really good research pick.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. My next best bet. What are you doing over there, man?
Two best bets.
No, well, I'm saying like...
Are you making a power drink or something? One of those that you like? No?
I'm saying
just
like...
Just writing down all your stats here, Todd.
I'm saying like...
It's not like you were stirring.
My first pick was my best bet. Now this is like my second best bet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going in
yeah,
order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
San Francisco Giants plus, let me get this right. Let me make sure I have this right here. +105. San Francisco Giants plus, actually, I had another book. I got him at +117 here. That's what I wrote. Okay. That's why I confused myself when I wrote it down. So I'm going Giants +117, going full game money line. Drew Smyly is on the mound for the Phillies. He's got an 8 ERA. Not great. The Giants are 9th versus left-handed pitching. They got Tyler Beede on the mound, 2.63 ERA in July. So I'm just going with the Giants there, money line as a dog, +117. Okay?
I'm on that too, Tony.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Little fucking double stamp.
Look at you.
Got
look
a double, double stamper there. What else are you on, Gumpy?
I like the Mets first five against the White Sox.
Oh, you think Syndergaard's going to show off to try to get out of there?
I mean, he's been steady. His last three, he's gone seven innings, and they're getting -140. Ronaldo Lopez for the White Sox has been better lately, but he still has a 5-9 with a 5.52. So I'm just taking Syndergaard basically just because of who he is.
You're going first five money line -140 there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good pick there, buddy. Todd, any others?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Padres, first five minus the half versus the Orioles. So as far as the pitching matchup today, I think they literally could have just allowed all the fans, since it's Petco Park, to bring their dogs and just parade them through in a line and let them eat shit on the mound. And I think you would see equal value from the hill today. So let's rally behind the home team, right? The home team really enjoys when umpire Manny Gonzalez is calling balls and strikes because that means the home team has a 65% chance of winning. The home team wins 65% of the games that he calls behind the plate. And couple that with the fact the San Diego is just a much better team. The Orioles are complete garbage. Let's go. This is a no-brainer to me. First five minus the half.
Completely agree with you, Todd. My next bet, I'm going Atlanta and the Washington Nationals under six. Under six. Is that double stamper?
Double.
It's a pitcher's duel today.
All right. So the reason why I am going this, the Atlanta first five, Washington Nationals under six. Julio Teheran, four starts in July, 1.14 ERA.
Oh.
Not terrible. Mm-mm. He's got a 1.5 ERA in his one start for the Nat versus the Nats. And then we got Eric Fede. He's got a 1.8 ERA in July. Those numbers just don't add up to there being more than six runs in the first five innings. So, you know, that's just what I'm going with, boys.
Double.
Even look at the Braves getting plus a half, first five on that little total.
Oh, no, I looked at it. I didn't like the minus 150. I'd rather go with the under six there as far as value. But, you know, yeah, also, yeah, don't mind looking at the Braves there with Teheran on the mound because he's been fucking lights at. So you double stamping it.
That's a triple.
Triple. We got a triple stamp.
Let's go.
Well, I don't know if you guys were ever kids, but you don't triple stamp with double stamp. So
yeah,
I'm glad we just fucked ourselves.
Except in Major League Baseball.
Does anyone have any others?
I have one more.
Love it. So do I.
This is for you, Gump. I'm taking the Red Sox money line versus the Tampa Bay Rays.
You're going against Chucky Baseball.
I'm going against Chucky. Hell of a pitching matchup here, obviously. Charlie Morton for Tampa Bay and David Price for Boston. But here are the stats. Charlie Morton is 12-3 with a 2.6 ERA, a 3.86 ERA against the Red Sox. Very, very solid for their ace there. But no team is hotter offensively right now than the Boston Red Sox are. Mm-hmm. And David Price is 28-9 all time with a 3.06 ERA at Fenway, a 2.89 ERA at home this season, and he's a lefty. Tampa Bay is 24th in the league, hitting against left-handed pitching in July. Let's go, Gumpies, Red Sox.
So you got a half a stamp from me here.
Okay.
I originally had the bet as Red Sox. But then I was like, I don't want to go against Chucky Morton. You never know what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to go with the under 5.5.
Also first, like that. That first was five, my first gut instinct.
Just because Chuck is on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Boston is hot, but I think Chuck can neutralize. And then
that's the highest over under I've seen on a first five.
That's what scared me
quite some time.
I'm so glad you said that because that was my first instinct. And I thought, motherfucker. They put it at 6, and sometimes that scares me, you know, because I'm like,
ooh. When I left work last night, it was, the over-under was at 5.
Yeah.
And then I woke up this morning, it was 5.5.
I mean, I know the Red Sox are lighting it up, so maybe that's
there. Really... But my thinking was Chuck could probably hold him down.
If anybody,
And then David Price, like you said, 2.89 ERA at home. He's got a 3 ERA versus Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay's 24th versus left-handed pitching.
So, I like the advantage there.
So, I mean, go either way you want there. Go Boston, go the under.
Don't hate the under.
Gump, you got any more?
Boston.
No, I'm good. I'll throw a toe in the water at
you. Tow it.
Twins Marlins.
Yeah.
Marlins. First five. I like the Marlins getting plus a half.
I was thinking the same thing.
They're hot, too. Mm-hmm. The Marlins are hot.
Odorizzi is just, on June 9th, his ERA was 1.92.
Yeah, he's not been great.
Yeah,
he's 3.84 now, and his last time out, he went 4 and gave up 9. Zach Gallen, 17 1/3, 3 earned over his last 3. Last time, 7 innings, 2 hits, 0 earned. He's been pitching really well.
Tell you what, Gumpy. Tell you what I'm going to do here.
Let's throw it in.
I think that's more than a toe in a water.
We're going to throw it in.
I had forgotten all about that bet. But yeah, I agree. I don't even know why I didn't fucking write
it
down.
I mean, the plus a half, first five at home, I'm never going to turn it down.
We're going to throw that in. I don't know why the site's being weird. So it wouldn't let me put that game. It wouldn't let me put the Marlins plus a half, first five. Or it wouldn't let me put the Padres in there either in the parlay.
Mm.
So just know that those are in there. So it's actually going to be an 11 team parlay.
Oh, let's go.
but we only have 9 right now in the system. So I can tell you what 9 is going to pay out.
So you're going to have to go to Action Network app. You're going to have to go to myaction.app/brobets.
I mean, no matter how many games, you're going to be making money today anyway.
Yeah, correct. And that's always the case, I think. When we get with these big ones, like an 11-teamer, maybe pick, you know, if you don't, you're like, oh, I don't think an 11-team parlay is going to hit, I'd pick your top 6.
Yeah.
Maybe 7 and go with that.
That's a great way to put it, Todd.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go through. I'll mention all 11. It's going to be 5 to win more than the number I give you. Yeah. We'll just take a guess at it. But here we are. Let me guess
20 grand.
$20,000. Let me guess. Mm-hmm. Let me know if I miss anything here, boys. Okay. Excuse me. Seattle Mariners, first five, plus a half.
Let's go.
Houston Astros, money line, minus 130.
Rock on.
Yep.
San Francisco Giants, plus 105.
Boner City.
The Angels, first five, minus a half.
Ice hard nipples.
The Reds, First five.
Here, I'm back in my next inning, though.
Okay. The A's first five.
Tingly taint.
The Mets first five.
Juicy Lucy.
Under six Braves Nats first
Wet
five.
Bananas.
The Red Sox. Were we going? I went money line there. Did you want first five or money? Who? That was you, right? Or no, that was you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't bet it? My own teams. That's money Todd. Line. I love it, though.
Okay, we're going money line there. We also have Padres first five minus a half.
Monkey giggles.
Monkey giggles. And Marlins plus a half first five.
Plumber's crap.
Now, it'll be an 11-team parlay, but I got it as a 9-teamer in the site, and it's five to win $800.
Uh-oh.
So, with so a,
11 probably takes you to close to 20 grand.
It's probably $15,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Five to win 50. We'll just call it five to win
$15,000. Let's go. Get rich.
I'll go 10. I'll go 10 to win 30.
Whoa, dude.
Nice.
Fucking chill out. Chill the fuck out.
Then you can pay off a customs agent.
All right. So, those are our picks for today. All those picks will be in the myaction.app/BroBets picker apper. Follow us on Twitter at BroBets. If you have any questions, tweet any of us.
Yeah. Come hard with the questions.
Like, tweet us, tweet me publicly.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at checking the DMs.
Let's pick Diggs' brain.
Tweet publicly. I see all those. The DMs, I don't see as much. I don't know about you, Todd, but.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you check them late and you're like, oh, yeah, that's past. Just,
fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, sorry. We're back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just trust us today.
Let's go. Let's
imagine if we hit 11
rich,
teamers.
Boys.
We might have to
retire.
We hit
one every week.
We should,
I mean,
we should probably retire if we hit an 11 teamer.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.